Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All righty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from the studios in San Francisco. Well, not really, coming to you from my house in the East Bay, over here on the Oakland side of the Bay. Scott back at the controls in North Beach in San Francisco. But wherever you are, maybe you're hunkered down, I don't know, maybe you're out and about. Hopefully everybody's being responsible and healthy, and we're here to talk video games. This is why this show was started almost 20 years ago. And yes, it is on Sports Talk Networks, and it's great to have you with us. As I said, my name is Rick Tittle. I'll be your host for an hour, and then we'll get right back to the Sports Talk. Sports Byline USA, of course, the one that started it all, Sliced Bread, the High Button Boots, Model Ts, the Internet with Al Gore. You can always catch us there 24/7. And sportsbyline.com, any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, send those to Win the Game, which I'll give away as I do every show, every Sunday night or Monday morning with the East Coast. It's already 12:07 a.m. there on Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, by the way, to everyone out there. Of course, it is a somber occasion, being that we remember those who didn't come home, pay the ultimate price, and for that we can't thank them enough. It goes without saying that we should mention those on Memorial Day, especially because I'm on the American Forces Radio Network as well. So 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe, and hope we see you at home very, very soon. We also stream through sportsbyline.com, as I said. We stream through sbnationlive.com, being on the SB Nation Network. We are on Sirius Satellite Radio, on Sirius XM, on the Dan Patrick Channel. Great to have you with us. And some apropos applications, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, those will get you in as well. Also, if you'd, I think I gave away the email address. Oh, yeah, your television set, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. So I'm going to give away a brand new game. I'm also going to be talking with Bernie Sue, who's won many television awards, and we'll talk to him about Season 3 of Artificial, which is on Twitch. That's coming up in about a half hour. Also, new releases, what's new on the virtual shelves anyway, and the cheat code at the end. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
It's time to get to the yard. It's time to get outside and make it amazing. To get to the grass and the sunny afternoons. It's the season to get your backyard ready for action. To get the lawn lush and green and get rid of those pesky patches. It's easy to make your lawn better than ever with Scotts. Because even though this year may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. This is your season. Time to enjoy it. Scotts, get to the yard.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at signup today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
The Video Game Review.
Have you with us, Rick Tittle, with you coast to coast and around the world, American Forces. I don't know if you've seen Artificial on Twitch, but it's a pretty amazing show. It's kind of like a little Bandersnatch type of thing on Netflix, but not just if-then statements, but you really are, as a viewer, deciding what happens, and it has won Emmys, and it has won Peabody's, and so the man behind Season 3, Bernie Sue, will join us at 40 after the hour. So the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new this week with the new releases. For those of you out there clamoring for a little more competition in the football video game world, or what I should say, the NFL video game world, you're going to have to wait a while. Now, I'm not one of them. I don't need 2K to make an NFL game, but there are a lot of people who wanted to have Madden be removed as a monopoly. Well, sorry to tell you, but according to the Sports Business Daily, there is a proposed contract between the NFL and EA that will go through the 2026 season. It's 2025, and they said if they achieve certain revenue goals, they'll get the add-on to 2026, and I would imagine that it's there. So there will be no competition for Madden for 6 or 7 years now. So those desperate to see return of the 2K series, remember, this is what prompted EA in the first place to buy an exclusive license with the NFL in 2005, which was very wise. They paid through the nose, but it's come back in spades because this means that only they can make an NFL game. So, you know, look, 2K, anybody can make a football game, feel free. In fact, the NFL says you can make a non-simulation football game as well. Anything you want, but you're not going to get the logos, the teams, and you don't have a deal with the union, so you're not going to get the players either. you're not going to get, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. You'll get someone you can call Jimmy G. I don't know. Many video games have tried that in the past, and I don't know. It's just not as fun for me. It's like when I was a kid and I would get these baseball cards and there'd be a certain pack, a certain brand where they had just, you know, blank batting helmets, and then you buy the football cards and, like, remember all the Raiders just had blank silver helmets. I'm like, this sucks. So anyway, Madden will continue to rule the roost, and as I said, that's fine with me. Now, speaking of Madden, it's interesting. I didn't think I'd be talking about DeAndre Baker, but you might have heard that DeAndre Baker was in a spot of bother with another NFL cornerback at a cookout in the Miami region. The other one was, of course, Quentin Dunbar. And now his lawyer is saying that he was at the party, but he was playing Madden before he decided to, quote unquote, bounce. And so so he's using the Madden alibi, if you want to call it that. But hey, I'm not saying he's lying. Maybe it's true. Maybe he was doing that. Also, the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Jeremy who says, Rick, did you hear that the Chinese government is making an anti-American video game? Well, listen, that sounds a little more grandiose than it is. There is some truth to that. By the way, thank you for the email, Jeremy. Anybody else wants to write, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. But with the Chinese government pushing back against the growing international criticism of how they botched the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's a video game making fun of Mike Pompeo, the U.S. Secretary of State. The video game is called Pompeo's Credibility Test. And the reason you say the Chinese government is because CGTN made the game, and that's state controlled. And so the game is setting a credibility bar that decreases over time the more he makes little statements. And then it shows him getting beaten up by coronavirus germs. While a Chinese scientist is attacking and defeating those same germs. It also has a cartoon image of the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, excuse me there, Ted, we're good buddies, appearing to debunk statements by Pompeo whether or not China had shared virus samples with the rest of the world. And it also... the game tries to present a contrast between Pompeo's statement, which the U.S. believes the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan and not a wet market. So listen, it's all a little bit propaganda. It happens. I mean, this is – I was talking about this, I don't know, about 2 months ago. There was a game I was looking on, you know, every once in a while – I look at the free games on Steam, and it was Super Bernie World. And I love Mario. I love platformers. And, you know, I would never use these airwaves to talk politics because that's not why you're tuning in. Hopefully you have your own opinions. Hopefully you vote one way or another. But it was actually pretty funny, and I played it till the end. And the last level was kind of challenging. And it was Bernie Sanders as Mario, but they were completely new original levels. And on the one hand, you figure, well, this will get kids to play. You know, they're looking for millennial voters, but I'm not exactly millennial here, but I was playing it. You know, I didn't get my vote. He's already out of the race, obviously. But it also showed in kind of a, I don't know, a sad way for me, just how easy it is to throw together you know, a left to right scrolling Mario type game. But when you think about it, that was in the 80s when that was done, and they were using, you know, 4,000 bytes to do it. It shouldn't be that hard to put that together. But so listen, the more and more we go through these years, we're going to be having more and more people using video games to look to garner votes. They just are. This is going to be the kind of thing where, you know, to try to get to the new generation and to get them out there to vote, they will use the video game deal. So this whole thing about, you know, it's a fancy headline when you say the Chinese government. It sounds like some concerted effort by the president of China and the full force of their military power to undermine. Now, it is a state-controlled place. There's no doubt. But on the other hand, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for the email, Jeremy. Keep coming to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have not made any political video games lately, but I'll try to get in on that. Also, we heard today that scientists made a video game for an apple fly. Yes, that's right. We heard this from CNN that in India, in Bangalore, they're trying to see how flies can navigate. And they're like, how can a fly with only a few hundred thousand brain neurons, unlike humans who have over 80 billion brain neurons, how can they know things are miles away? How can they bob and weave when you try to swat them? And so they've made this, they have a little tiny needle tied to a apple fly, which is like a gnat, and then they simulate virtual reality apple trees to see how they navigate. This is the kind of thing David Spade would say, hello, scientists, coronavirus over here. Maybe you might want to work on that and seeing how flies navigate. I guess they all can't work at the same thing at once. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Matthews.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749.
800-932-1749, 800-932-1749, 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Much and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from my house here in the Oakland side of San Francisco Bay. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Coming up in the next segment, an interview with Bernie Sue. Any relation to Jack Sue? Remember him? Barney Miller? Maybe I'm a little bit old. Let's give the game away. And the way you win it is just by being the second right answer to my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. The game here, as I said, we've had a little bit of a dearth of AAA titles, but this is a very well-reviewed game. It's called Dungeon of the Endless, and this is now on the Switch. It previously was on the Xbox One, PS4, the PC. It had done a stint on the iPhone, and now I have it here available on the Switch. This is developed and published by Amplitude Studios. The question is, Dungeon of the Endless, does this sound like an adventure game, or does this sound like tennis? What? I know, I'm just trying to give a game away. rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this tennis or adventure? Here's the short blurb about it, rated T for teen. Summary: Dungeon of the Endless is a roguelike dungeon defense game in which the player and their team of heroes must protect the generator of their crashed ship while exploring an ever-expanding dungeon, all while facing waves of monsters and special events as they try to find their way out. So, what could go? That's right, they don't put wrong. They just say, so what could go? 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. And by the way, this was an Amazon Prime game of the month. Now, speaking of Amazon Prime got involved in the game making business a while back, but the first ever blockbuster is going to be coming out on Wednesday, and it is called Crucible. Crucible is very much, you could say, a Fortnite ripoff, but then you could say Fortnite is a PUBG ripoff, which is a Warzone ripoff. Whatever it is, let's just call it Battle Royale. Crucible, free-to-play, team shooter, 10 different hunter characters, 3 playable game modes. And Amazon is going to give it to you free, but of course, in-game purchases are there. Now, by the way, they're going to release another biggie called New World, which is another battle type of game, in August. But as I said, this is the first time after 6 years that Amazon is putting out their own huge game. Previously, they've been making games for tablets and just trying to get people to sign up for Amazon Prime. So when you want to go up against Microsoft and Nintendo and Activision Blizzard, Sony, everybody else, if this takes off, then Amazon could be in position to maybe get a foothold, get a beachhead there, point du hoc, that maybe they can lure in talent. And that's the thing. It's not just making your own game awesome. It's also getting developers and young video game designers and bright video game designers to say, you know what, we got something going over here at Amazon. Now, it doesn't hurt that Amazon owns Twitch. As I said, next segment, a very popular Twitch TV show we'll talk about to the creator. But it doesn't hurt that they own them, and they've owned them since 2014. And with millions of people sheltering at home, looking for ways to pass the time, this is a perfect time to throw something out there. So, as I said, I don't know if this is going to set the world on fire. maybe it will, maybe it won't. Honestly, you might say, well, Rick, well, what do you think? Well, as I ask myself that question, what I think is that whenever I think about a new Battle Royale game, I kind of yawn, like, you know, get in line. But on the other hand, you know, it is Amazon and it's a biggie and should I pay attention? And it's like, well, we got to pay attention a little bit. All right. Also, we got to look this week about some graphics coming up in the new next gen systems. And we've seen these. I got to look on MSN.com. There's a new demo that's out talking about lighting and backgrounds, and it's basically got a character walking through a tunnel. It's using the Unreal 5 engine, and how is Unreal 5 going to look next gen? The demo that they showed on MSN, it's running live on PS5 hardware. Now, the thing is, as we know, if you're looking at cutscenes and you're looking at cinematics and demos, that could look way better than the actual game. Now, sometimes that is the game. If you think about Drake's Fortune and Last of Us and stuff, you're basically just controlling a movie, in my opinion. But there's the new Lumen technology, which, as they say, allows for dynamic mobile illumination. What does that mean? It means that light can bounce off of surfaces in the game and then light other things. So creators don't have to rigidly code or map that out. So if you shine a flashlight into a dark cave, it won't just light up the walls, but it'll bounce off the walls into something else like in real life. Now you might say, well, we already had something like that. Yeah, we have. We've seen some great, very creative lighting over the years. But this is supposed to make it even better. And another new feature called Nanite. Nanite sounds like a element that your grandma makes. Nanite allows creators to import digital models more easily into the game environments. Now, that's important that you have someone on the West Wing. Well, I guess it'd be the White House, but someone in a wing of your video game development working on these characters, and then they just throw them in. And then they render perfectly with the lighting. And so anyway, we got to look at that. You want to check it out. That's online as well. Let's take a look at what is coming out this week. And remember, most of this stuff is DLC, downloadable content. a game called Uda Where Rumono Prelude, Vita and PS4. The Elder Scrolls Online Greymoor. This is a big deal if you're into the Skyrim world. That's a PC, obviously, RPG. Wildfire, an action PC game. Ninjala, a Switch action game. Not Ninja, but Ninjala. Shantae and the Seven Sirens, a platformer for the Switch, Xbox One, PC, and PS4. Dungeon Defenders Awakened. Evoken, this is a PC strategy game. Minecraft Dungeons, Switch, PC, PS4. Remember, they used Blockly last week for Cal graduates, Minecraft Virtual Campus. Those Who Remain, an adventure game for the PS4, PC, and Xbox One. Very interesting. Synaptic Drive, a shooter on the Switch and the PC. Umihara Kawase Bazooka, PC action game. I wonder what country that's from. Sky Hill, Bulgaria. Sky Hill Black Mist, a PC action game. Minecraft, I already said Minecraft Dungeons. It's also on the Xbox One. That's what I wanted to say. Hotel R&R. This is a, I don't know what's going on there. Is that nasty? Naughty? Bawdry? Tawdry? That kind of stuff? Rated X? Probably not. Okay. PS4 action game. Poly Bridge 2, a PC puzzle game. Borderlands Legendary, this is now finally on the Switch, and this is a collection of games. Rising Lords, a PC strategy game with some real throwback graphics. XCOM 2 Collection strategy on Switch. Xenoblade Chronicles on the Switch finally making it there. We've already had Xenoblade Chronicles 2, so the original now makes its way to the Nintendo Switch. Adam's Adventure Origins, a Switch adventure game. BioShock the Collection, that is on the Switch as well. And Concept Destruction. Concept Destruction is going to be on the Switch as well. I just got a note here. Oh, yes, I got a note, and which is an important note, something that I needed reminding of. And I just wanted to let everybody know that. Oh, my gosh. All right. All right, you know what? Let's do this after the break. That's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back. I got something to say. Woo! Live radio. I'm Rick Tittle. Well, actually, we can't do it now because we have an interview coming up. We have Bernie Sue coming up. Oh, my gosh. Cats and dogs living together. Would have appreciated the note before the show started, but that's all right. I can get it mid-segment. We have an interview with Bernie Sue. He's going to talk about artificial. And then when we come back after that, I got an important moment message for you. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show producer-director Bernie Hsu. He is here to talk about season two of a show called Artificial, and that is on Twitch, which we're also normally on if we were back in the studio and not at home. But Twitch is a very interesting show, or I should say Twitch is a very interesting platform for a show, because this is something that we all watch at home on our computers or on our phones. And so, Bernie, the way this show has been described by some of your folks, they said it's kind of a combination of Ex Machina and Bandersnatch, that the audience is participating. So give us a little thumbnail on exactly what's going on here with Artificial.
Yeah, totally. So Artificial is a sci-fi, interactive sci-fi series. The story follows an AI being, like a robot, who is on her quest to become human. And because it's on Twitch, and those of you who know Twitch know that it's a live platform. There's a lot of chaos with the audience chat. And so we designed the series so that the audience can alter the plot and story and interact with the characters in real time in a sci-fi world there. So it's wild and crazy. We like to call it a audience interactive sci-fi show.
Now, how much of this, because, Bandersnatch, they'd have to shoot the scenes and then they'd be ready to go. How much of this is in the can and then it's in like an if-then statement, or how much of this is just straight up AI?
Very, very little of it in the can. Sometimes we do in the can branching, like a Bandersnatch, but usually when we do a branch, because the show is live, we just perform the branch. So, sure, we may write and rehearse that branch, but the nature of the live format is it's consequential. So if you have an A or a B and the audience picks A, we show you A, there's no way we can show you B because B doesn't exist. It never happened. And that's how we kind of take it to a different kind of node, we'll say, where in, say, a Bandersnatch, if you kill the guy off, you can always just reset it and go back a step and see what happened the other direction, right? But for us, you don't get to do that. So when you make a choice as an audience member, the stakes are super high.
Now, I should mention that the third season is going to begin tomorrow. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And that's a good reminder that, this isn't like, we love the Discovery Channel, but they're going to put their primetime schedules according to time zone. Since this is live, you can't do that. Everybody has to be on at the same time, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. If you're not there live, you missed out on the opportunity to be, again, impactful and consequential to the show. I mean, you can watch the show after it happens, but then kind of take some of the fun out of it, right? Like, you don't get to be there to have your impact felt. It's very much event viewing, very much.
And I think, when you go to Emmy voters, Peabody voters, and you say, this one's on Twitch, they're like, what? And yet you were able to conquer that and win. What's it like to win awards when you're putting it on a non-traditional platform like that?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I my work has always been kind of in this interactive innovation trailblazing space. So I'm incredibly proud that we've won Twitch's, or the first Peabody and Emmy for any content that's been on Twitch. So we have the first of both of those. And it becomes kind of, a bit of either a mini landmark moment or a landmark moment to say that it won. I think, of course, the wins really galvanized Twitch to support this new season, to really push us to take it to another level.
So someone's thinking to themselves, well, am I looking at a Max Headroom? Am I looking at a Jessica Rabbit, half animated, half people? Am I looking at an FPS game, a third person over the shoulder game? What are we actually looking at when we watch artificial?
Well, you're watching, I think you are watching a scripted, serialized, cinematic show. So there are actors, there are writers, and they perform. What it feels like, though, especially this season, because we've added all these new elements, it's going to feel a little bit more like a video game, in the sense that a video game, not saying that it's chaos and you get to shoot things like an FPS, but more like, almost like an RPG, or like a Dungeons and Dragons type thing, where you get to help shape the character and the journey together. But in this case, it's a scripted show. So it's the analogy I like to say is, like, imagine if you're watching, say, Star Wars, but instead of just watching Luke Skywalker do fight the rebellion, you actually got to help him or hurt him in the journey. And that's what we're offering for our audience.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You could tell him as a kid, Anakin, don't go into pod racing. Let's do something else. who knows what it would have been.
Absolutely. One thing that is too bad is, like, couldn't you just tell Luke Skywalker who his dad is? And I'm like, yes, you could, but we have to ignore that because it breaks the story. Like it eliminates that, you know, great moment of his character journey. So just because the audience can suggest or have us do things doesn't mean we allow them to the puppet master the entire show. It's still a story. Their characters still have moral and ethical guidelines, just like you and I do. No matter how much I can tell you to do something, if it's mortally against your ethics, you're not going to do it. Our characters are the same way, and so our story functions the same way as well.
A couple more questions for Bernie Sue, award-winning producer-director of Twitch's Artificial, which Season 3 is going to get underway tomorrow. When you're doing something like this and you think, wow, this is really cool, it's kind of groundbreaking, and then industry people, guys in suits, women in suits, they come up to you and they say, you're changing the way entertainment is happening for the future. You know, this is a trailblazing thing that's going to change the world. Do you think that that's a little grandiose, or do you think, I think we kind of are changing things here?
I mean, the way you say it, the way it's framed there, it sounds a little grand, but I'd like to think that we should be evolving. Yeah. I mean, we are, like, presenting entertainment and content and stories to an audience that now has grown up with an iPhone in their hands since day one. And they're expecting to interact with their content. They're expecting to touch their content. And touch being, you know, it can be a very variety of different things. It's not just sitting back in a theater, which is perfectly fine. I'm nothing against that. And just watching a movie, which is something that I grew more on. But now with the Gen Zs or the millennials, you want to say, they're more used to, like, leaning forward and leaning in a little bit. And so for our show, we present that as a very compelling way to experience the show. Again, you don't have to interact. You can just watch the sci-fi show and get a sci-fi show, and hopefully you like it. But we're giving you the chance to impact it because hopefully you like the characters or you hate the characters, and you want to put your impact in the show. And I think putting that weight into the young audiences, they generally, I think today people go, they want to matter in what they're doing. They want to be a part of the movement. So that's what we're doing for Artificial.
And then whenever you get a hit, whether it's a video game, TV show, movie, whatever, you're going to get a fan base. The fan base is going to hold you to that high standard. And when you do a sequel, it better be better than the first one or they're going to let you know. But I'm sure for you, that's the kind of challenge that you welcome. It's like, not only are we doing this again, but we got to make it better.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So put it this way, you know, season one and two, you know, they're so innovative, so groundbreaking enough that they won the Peabody and the Emmy in the same calendar year, which is a very hard thing to accomplish. And this season, in my, you know, slightly biased opinion, because I am the creator, I have no doubt in my mind that this is a whole nother level of innovation that we're putting in the show, just a mile ahead. And that's so exciting for us to do, and we can't wait to reveal that to the audience.
Well, that's what we hear, that the Twitch community is going to have way more tools than ever, and they will profoundly influence the show and the shape of it, like we've never seen before. So can you leak some of that, or is that going to be revealed when a show opens?
Well, I can tease some things for sure. the first thing we're definitely doing is that we're going to allow the audience to almost kind of come behind the curtain a little bit and then construct things. So very early on in the run, we're going to allow them to almost like design a character together with me, specifically the creator, the co-creator on the show, and say, okay, I'm going to give them the parameters, think, which way are we designing? It's almost like you're designing an RPG character in a way, and let the audience dictate a lot of these things. As we go. And that character would then, we have to make that character, we have to cast that character, we have to put that character in the show and, you know, pay off that node there. So things like that are going to happen through the show. The other thing, which is going to be on display tomorrow at full force, is the music tech, LifeScore, which it's an AI music platform, so actual AI, right? And what this platform does is it allows the audience to, through chat, alter the musical score of the show in real time. So they can emote and everything. Oh, this is awesome. This is sad. This is happy. And the music will shift automatically in real time based on the feelings of the chat. So that's something hugely impactful that they're going to be able to do this season.
And isn't the guy behind that the guy who invented Siri or something? Am I right?
Yes, yes. Tom Gruber. He invented Siri. He was... one of the founders, so he'll actually be on the episode tomorrow to unveil this this whole platform workflow thing and how it impacts the show, just to kind of, you know, kick it off, right? What's this crazy musical platform that we're using? I think it's spectacular, but again, I'm on the show, so I am biased.
Last question for you: do you ever envision a day where we would go to something like a movie theater and in our hands we would have things that could decide things? Or do you think this is always just going to be an in-hope type of thing?
The movie theater experience is a tricky one, because the movie theater experience is a sit-down, I'm going to relax, show me, entertain me kind of feel. So I think a collective vote there in a sit-down experience, kind of tricky. But there is a lot of immersive theater experiences out there where it's like you're walking around rooms, you're going exploring, those type of things in kind of spaces like that, like installations. Those are amazing. Some are better than others, but like I think there's a hybrid model there that can happen one day and scale and be, you know, a viable business and so forth, not be a gimmick. I'm not sure in the, you know, will you have an Avengers movie down the line that people are turning a dial in a movie theater to what happens? I don't think that's fair, personally, but hey, the future is uncertain. It's unwritten, as they say, right?
Great stuff from Bernie Sue, award-winning producer-director of Artificial. Watch it on Twitch, twitch.tv on your computer, the Twitch app on your phone. Season 3 tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. out on the East Coast. Bernie, congratulations on everything, and let's catch up down the road, man. This is good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Once again, the keyword is good stuff. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you are right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American and 1 German, as well as some premium currency. World of Warships, a perfect balance of naval action and strategic gameplay. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. All right, got that there. Real quick, emails rick@sportsbuy.com for the cheat. This one comes from KLR. Said, Rick, anything for Hand of Fate on the PS4? When it comes to becoming the huge failure. I had to look this one up, obviously. To get the very unlucky, you need to get 12 failure cards in a single session, and then you will become the huge failure. That's what you wanted to know? All right. Keep them coming. Shoot a little higher next time. rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week, New Jersey Nets, Brooklyn Nets. I'm Rick Tittle. See you next time.